right, how's everybody doing today? How's Joe?
I'm fine. Lee, how are you doing today?
Good.
Haven't seen you for a long time.
I know. I took a few days off trying to get prepared for this jailbreak fundraiser.
Coming up.
We've talked about that. So you ready? You got your bail money ready?
I've got my bail money ready, and I still have people donating. Everyone's been very generous. We sell the donuts, and part of that goes that they sell the shirts and sell the mugs. But a lot of people will come in, buy stuff, and they'll throw in an extra $5, throw in an extra $10, and cool. Say, hey, put this towards the bail. They think it's a great cause. It is a great cause. It's not they think it is. It is a great cause.
Yeah.
So, it's gone very well.
Good. So we're going to go ahead and touch on that, based on that right away. As Joe and I come to you from the lovely public restroom. We've touched base on public restrooms here probably more than we should, I guess, on this show. A lot of that revolved around McDonald's like the last couple of weeks and people going to the public restroom and then using those touchscreen things. Gross, right?
That's pretty bad, yes.
But anyway, the jailbreak funders, we've talked about it probably about every week since we've been starting here.
What are we going to talk about when this is done?
I don't know. We're going to have to figure something else out. Well, I do have another fundraising thing we can touch on. The Pack the Cruiser thing was really successful last year.
What is that?
The Pack the Cruiser, where the community donates the groceries to the needy families. And you probably weren't involved in that last year.
No, so. I wasn't invited.
So last
year... You guys had enough of me last year.
Just a little bit of Joe goes a long way.
It does. Saying,
so.
I don't think he meant that well.
So the Pack the Cruiser is... I want to say it was Carmel PD, Fisher's PD, somewhere down there in the Indianapolis type area. I believe I saw it on Twitter where they were doing an event they called Pack the Cruiser. And so basically what they do is they solicit donations from people as they come in and out of Kroger. They partnered with Kroger,
the
local Kroger.
All right.
And
love our Krogers.
Yes, they're awesome people. But they basically that local PD got people to, you know, donate money and or groceries, and they packed their cruisers, their police cruisers, full of groceries, and they delivered these groceries to families that were in need, maybe they were struggling, going through hard times, and
well, that's cool.
So I'd reached out to, I kind of became friends with their kind of like their district public relations guy, manager, through another issue a few years ago, and. So I reached out to him and said, hey, what's this Pack the Cruiser thing about? I'd like to get some more information. He kind of told me how it was going to work and helped me get set up with our local Kroger store. And so we stood out there.
And it did well?
It did very well. We packed, I can't even remember how many cars we ended up doing. It was several police cars just full from the floorboard to the roof line,
full of
groceries.
I wasn't invited.
Joe wasn't invited. But that would require you to leave the bakery and go all the way to the west end of town. So, yeah.
That'd be tough.
But anyway, it was logistically, I mean, it was awesome, awesome, awesome. As usual, the community got behind it, and it was a crazy response. But it was kind of trial by error last year, so we had... I've got pictures off to show. I'll have to try and look through and try and find them and show you. But we just had groceries, thousands.
So
it felt like thousands of bags of groceries.
They must have known going in that they were going to have something that coming out.
We advertised, right. So basically we advertised on our social media pages ahead of time what we were doing. And we stood out there. I think it was on a Saturday at Kroger. So it was bonkers busy anyway. There was a lot of people that came up there said that they came shopping specifically for this reason.
Oh,
which
that's
was awesome.
Nice.
So, but anyway, you know, we had a list. Our head administrative assistant, she typed up this list of like non-perishable items and stuff, canned food, stuff like that.
Right.
That people could buy, and of course, a lot of people went above and beyond and all that. So, it was awesome. It really was, but it was also very challenging because the next day. My wife brought in all of our kids, and we started trying to sort through all this, and then we had the list of all the families, and so you kind of had to break down, you know, this family needs this much, this family needs this much, based on their family size.
I see.
And, of course, we had most of the stuff was the same, but then, like I said, people kind of went on their own and rogue, if you want to call it, and didn't give up on their own thing, so, man, it seemed like an eternity to get that all sorted out, and then...
You take a lot of this on your own.
Yeah. But anyway, once we finally got it all sorted out, we got everything delivered, and then, you know, that was really rewarding just to see the look on people's faces.
get involved in that and delivering everything, or did you have to do that yourself?
There were a handful of officers that helped out with that to deliver. Mostly it was me and my wife, but there were a few people helped deliver as they could. So it was a busy couple of days, that's for sure. It was a long weekend. So
wow.
We are going to look at doing that again this year, and we're going to do it a little differently, though. We're going to, I've spoken with the head manager at our local Kroger, and he's actually going to make it a little easier on us by prepackaging these bags. So they're going to be in like recyclable bags.
That's a great idea.
Here's your food list. So basically, instead of people, and if they still want to buy groceries, great. But basically, say here's $20, $30, $40. This will get you this bag.
That's a great idea.
And it'll make things a heck of a lot easier this time around.
So. Kroger's is a wonderful. Every time I go through there, I cannot get over how many people are going through that store. I mean, just judging by how far I have to walk to get in there.
Right.
And you walk in, everyone's so friendly. I mean, even the customers are very friendly. But how clean the place is, I don't know how they do that. That's amazing. It's a great place.
Yeah. So we definitely appreciate our local Kroger. They do a lot of good for our community, and we appreciate everything they do. Moving on, as I'm getting choked up,
don't cry, Lee. It's okay.
the jailbreak that we've talked on pretty much every week since we started this, it's this Thursday. It's just a couple days away now at this point. So I believe our earliest pickup for the community that wants to be part of it and watch it, come into City Hall, our earliest pickup, I believe, is at 8 a.m. this year. So then our last pickup is, I believe, around 4:15, 4:30. So it's going to be a long day again, but we had a good time with it last year. People are pretty excited. A lot of our felons, so to speak, are going above and beyond with their capture videos this year, so it should be pretty entertaining. But for those of you that want to be a part of it in some way that aren't necessarily being the ones getting arrested.
Give me money.
Give Joe money. He wants money.
Yes.
Basically,
you're dying over there, aren't you?
I am.
I want to clear my throat.
Anyway.
Is it the smell from the bathroom?
It's the damn cats. How many times am I going to tell you about the cats?
I locked the cats up.
As hair has spread out all over the table we're sitting
at. Whatever.
It's not got, it doesn't
Stop
have anything.
Stop snorting the cat
it
hair.
It has nothing to do with this disgusting bathroom. Nothing. No. So basically, if you want to be a part of the day, come on into City Hall that day, the day of the event, Thursday the 11th. Like I said, we'll start around 8 a.m. So kind of watch our social media, especially Facebook in particular, is where things will rapidly get posted. So as we arrest people, the videos are shot as they're being captured. We usually take videos of them coming in and pictures of their bookend photos and all that stuff. So
you have that snazzy outfit again that we got to wear last year.
The prisoner costumes?
Yeah.
Inmate costumes? Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Oh, good. I really like mine.
So it was a natural fit for you, wasn't it?
It did seem pretty well. Of course, it's too big because I'm not this tall.
They didn't have toddler size. I'm sorry. So, but anyway, so basically, watch the social media, and if you see somebody that you want to support, see Joe's in there, and you want to help bond him out, come on in and donate towards his bond. Or if you don't like Joe and you want to see him stay in longer, come on in and donate $20 to keep him in longer. So
and then I have to match it.
Right.
To get out.
So the way that works is everybody's got a $200 bond across the board, no matter how ridiculous and outlandish their crimes are. So basically, if Joe has that $200 raised before we even pick him up, he can go in there and bond out right away if he chooses to. The only catch is if Johnny Public had come in ahead of time and here's $20, $30, $40, whatever, to keep Joe DeRozier in longer. That means Joe's got to turn around and raise that additional $20, $30, $40.
And what if I'm already bonded out? What if I've already left?
If you've already left. So that was...
That happened to Stacey Swinford
Yeah, it's nothing I even considered last year. Last year was the first time we had done this.
But she actually was in the area.
She was dumb enough to come back, so...
That was dumb. Sorry, Stacey.
I had received was it a call? No, somebody had come in. I think somebody had come in the midst of all the chaos and approached me and said, hey, if I got, I don't remember how much it was, $20, $30, would you put Stacy back in? And I thought about it for like a half a second. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll put her back in. And Stacy was...
Who was a very good sport about the
wrong place, wrong time. She'd come back into City Hall for some other business.
She was actually taunting Darren Sturge.
Yeah, that's what you get from
it. And then she had to get thrown in there with Darren.
So Stacy,
which is what made me bond out.
Yeah.
Because I had the money when I got arrested, and I was going to stay because I thought it was funny. I was writing a story about the people in jail, and Darren was one of them, and she's probably the most interesting because she's the most vile. she frightened me a little bit. And then when I found out that her husband, I think we talked about this at one of the other ones, he's the one who kept giving money to keep her in.
Yeah.
And that's when I decided I needed to get the hell out because she is a dangerous woman.
Yeah.
So
Darren is doing it again this year. So for those of you that are not on Team Darren, by all means, keep your eyes peeled. I believe she's a later pickup in the day. So
I believe I'm going to donate money to keep her in. Yeah.
Listen, I don't want to be around her any longer than I have to either. So come on now. Anyway, just keep an eye on the social media, Facebook in particular, that day, because that's where things will get uploaded at a more rapid pace. And just watch with us. It's a great time, and if you can spare a few bucks here or there to help people out or keep them in longer, then
it's just such a good cause.
It's a good cause. It goes to the Christmas for Kids program, which we enjoy doing every year, and then it's going to help replenish the Honor Guard fund from last year, too. So good times. Anyway, we have a couple of headlines to talk about here today.
Oh, goody. What are we going to talk about?
So,
because I never know. I'm never clued in before this. So yeah, this is what was surprised.
I like to
for
catch
me.
Joe off guard with the headlines. So, keeping on trend with our Golden Arches headlines, Joe, they made the headlines again.
You know, I just did a story about McDonald's this morning.
Did you?
On Facebook, yep.
Okay. Headline this week, man blows up car after McDonald's drive-thru altercation. Have you ever had some road rage in the drive-thru at McDonald's?
I don't want to say. Let's say I did.
So, before we get into the story, I have known a lot of people over the years that the road rage, I don't remember it being an issue until they started doing the outside lane thing, right? It was, you used to just stand in one line or sit in one line in the drive-thru and wait your turn to get to your whatever many windows they've had over the years.
One window, two windows, three windows,
whatever.
Yeah.
But then several years ago, they created that outside lane, so where there's now two ordering boards, and then people aren't smart enough or common courteous enough to take their turns, so then people start getting cut off, and then the rage incidents
begin.
Well,
and it throws off everybody, because the people that took the orders, they take it a certain time, and they expect the first person to come through is the one who just ordered, and it throws everybody off, and it's probably one of the reasons why they have such a bad rap for having the wrong things in the bags.
So anyway, this happened in Australia. A man has appeared in court in Australia, accused of blowing up a couple's car after they honked their horn at his partner while in the McDonald's drive-thru.
What did he use to blow it up? What was he carrying with him that he thought, yeah, I can use this?
He didn't do it in the McDonald's drive-thru per se. It happened elsewhere.
So he carried this. He carried a little bit of a grudge.
It was a 6-week campaign.
Oh, my.
Of stalking and harassment against this couple who had honked their horn at his partner in a McDonald's drive-thru back in February. The Australian police, this is what gets me, says this is a relatively minor altercation. I guess
they blew up their car.
I guess that's just a minor problem in Australia. They must have some violent altercations at McDonald's there.
What did he use?
I'm trying to get to that. So basically, he'd written down these people's license plate number and figured out where they lived on using the intranet. And he had, it says that he used an explosive device on the vehicle.
Is he like Wile E. Coyote? He has something from Acme just hanging out with him?
I don't know.
I just happen to have this rocket on me and...
Yeah. So anyway, he went to jail for his road rage problems and...
I've been mad... in the drive-thru, I don't think I could. How long? 6 weeks?
This was back in. Yeah, so he stalked these people. He had planned this for 6 weeks after the incident.
How can you stay mad that long? It's just not that big of a. And it's for McDonald's food.
I mean,
which
you can't tell me he didn't go back to
food.
McDonald's and get mad about something else in that 6 weeks time frame. I get mad every time I go through that drive-thru.
There's other things that make you mad in that time. I can't believe that you would spend 6 weeks of your life stalking. The guy wasn't right.
Yeah, obviously. So here's a big headline for all of you that like to do your best thinking in the bathroom. Charmin has introduced a new toilet paper roll called the Forever Roll, Joe.
The Forever Roll.
The company said that the Forever Roll will last up to a month before it has to be changed. The Jumbai multi-user roll holds 1,700 sheets of toilet paper.
I've never counted the sheets of toilet paper. So how is
that single roll? The single roll only holds 850 sheets.
Okay.
The Charmin website is now offering a starter kit that comes with a new dispenser for the oversized rolls.
I was going to say, because you can't use a regular dispenser.
Take a wild guess on the price for that Mac Daddy of a roll.
Just the roll?
Just the roll.
I wouldn't know how to. I have no idea. I buy the multi-pack, so...
Well, I'm sorry, not just the roll. It's for the starter kit that includes...
There's a starter kit for toilet paper.
Starter kit for toilet paper is $29.97, with free shipping, though.
Oh, well...
But wait,
there's more!
No, not really.
It's used.
Yeah, probably. So if your roll has some discoloring to it, I'd be very cautious of using that. So.
You have girls in your family. You have quite a few girls. Do you think they eat toilet paper? Because I've noticed with the women in my family... I don't know what it is, but they use so much more toilet paper than guys do.
Yeah, I don't know.
I realize they need it more, but
I don't know.
It's always been a joke in this house anyway.
My wife and I get into it about the I think we'd actually talked about this once before a few weeks ago, the proper direction for the
toilet paper under face. Or over.
You know, I do it by the way that whoever that guy was that we actually looked at the technical plans for how toilet paper was to be used back in the 1800s or whatever it was.
Honestly, doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
I think the flow is smoother if it's coming down the front.
I've never worried about the flow about my toilet paper.
Well, in any event, she likes to roll it from behind as where I will roll it from the front. And... You know, not to be outdone by sarcasms, if I pick on her too much, she just won't replace the roll at all. So I'll go in there and it'll be an empty roll, and that really drives me nuts, and she knows it. So.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Women, right? What are you going to do? Here we go. Man who's never felt human decides to live his life as a human pup.
Because he doesn't identify as a human, right?
I mean, look at this cat.
Wow.
Yeah, he's decided to live his life in that full dog mask and suit.
Okay.
And live his life as a dog. A human pup is what he calls it. He's even eating dog food there.
Good for him. Okay, he's a nut.
He's 37 years old.
He's a 37-year-old nut.
He claims he's felt like he's been a dog since his early childhood days.
And he identifies as one, so therefore he is one.
His legal name is Kaz, K-A-Z.
Kaz. Mm-hmm. Kaz the pup.
There's a nice furry costume, and that must be pretty warm to sleep in at night. He's even got a dog bed he sleeps on.
He's a dummy.
You can buy his dog suit there, Joe, for $2,600.
Oh, is that his face?
That's his face.
Well, there you go. Put the mask back on. Okay, I get it now.
So, you know, for those of you that don't know what to identify as, apparently now you can self-identify as a creepy-looking dog. And
so let's say you're out and you arrest somebody, and you come to arrest me. Joe DeRozier, we have a warrant for your arrest. And I say, I'm sorry, I don't identify... as Joe DeRozier. And if you arrest me, are you violating my rights?
It would not surprise me if it comes to that one day. If you say you're not somebody, I mean, obviously everybody knows who Joe DeRozier is around here, so it'd be kind of hard to get away with. But moving on, goals for you, Joe. Goals. Granddad at age 74 claims he can have sex twice a day with his 21-year-old girlfriend. Bow, chicka, bow, wow. A couple with the age gap of 53 years vowed to get down and dirty in front of cameras, but have so far only gotten about as far as talking about it a lot. I have no idea how to say this gentleman's name. Lojoko Bozic. We'll just say Bozic.
Lojoko's Balls.
Bozic, I don't know.
What? Yeah.
He's 74 years old, and he's currently taking part in a... Serbian reality show.
Okay.
With his girlfriend, and said he is able to have sex with her twice a day for a half an hour at a time. Pretty good for 74 years old, the article says.
I don't...
There you go. The article goes on and on about some explicit things we're not going to talk about, but 74 years old, sex twice a day, 30 minutes a pop.
I've got a lot of questions.
I don't know
if I won't talk about them. Here in the restroom, though.
Well, apparently, if you, they must have some pretty good drugs there in Serbia. I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
Good.
Two men arrested for taking turns testing bulletproof vests on each other.
I heard about this one. That's hilarious. Why are they arrested for it?
Well, police in Benton County, Arkansas. Well, there's...
Well, Arkansas. There you go.
Police arrested two men after they took turns...
My name's Lisa Hinton, owner of Champ.
Taking turns shooting each other. I have no idea what that is. I apologize.
Upgrade your vehicle. Please consider Champ Hinton. We have over 5 acres of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. And I personally go to the auction and choose vehicles placed on our lot. We also provide all the financing right here, in-house.
I can't turn that off, so my apologies.
You're keeping that in there, aren't you?
We'll edit that out later, except on there. We can't edit
it. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, Charles Eugene Ferris and Christopher Hicks were arrested Monday, April 1st, in connection with aggravated assault.
Ferris Bueller and some Hick?
They were released on a $5,000 bond and issued a no-contact order from Benton County Jail on this April 2nd. Deputy with the Benton County Sheriff's Office went to Mercy Hospital on 11 p.m. on March 31st to investigate a male who'd been shot multiple times while wearing a bulletproof vest. Ferris initially had told the deputy an elaborate story to try and cover up the truth. It said someone from the edge of the tree line began shooting at him and the asset on Highway 12.
Someone from the grassy knoll.
Yeah. Sniping at them, apparently. He would eventually change the story about the incident and said he didn't want to get his buddy in trouble, so he made up the story. Then told police what really happened, as they had been drinking on his back deck, and they decided to shoot each other with a bulletproof vest on. Using a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle.
I can just see, no, not now, but 20 years ago, I can see being with some friends and drinking, and say, let's try this. It's bulletproof, I'll be fine. But now I've heard that you can actually break, even though you have a bulletproof vest on, mm-hmm. that you can break a rib or something like that being shot. So is that how did they get caught? Did they have to go to the hospital?
The buddy that was actually getting shot, he was injured.
Okay.
It doesn't say what the extent of his injuries were. It probably was, cracked a rib or something.
Right.
And basically the hospital's obligated when they see stuff like that. Hey, this guy's been shot, and.
I saw one of them was 50. I was peeking over there.
Yeah, one was in his 30s,
So. And one of them was in his 30s. They're both too old to be doing stupid shit like that.
A little bit of liquid courage goes a long way sometimes.
Yeah, so. I can't see. I'm 53. And I can't see having enough alcohol to think that I could do that.
Well... It reminds me of a scene from Super Troopers. I don't know if you've ever watched that or not.
No, I have not.
There's actually a scene in the original Super Troopers movie where they, as a kind of a hazing for their rookie officer, they take him out to the shooting range and start popping off rounds on the... He thinks it's going to be blanks or something, and they start shooting with the bulletproof vest on. So.
Oh, wow.
It's really funny. It's a funny show. So.
I don't... That just doesn't seem funny.
Moving on, the feel-good story I came across. I know we don't really touch on feel-good stories very often.
Yeah, we never do that. We usually just make fun of people.
13-year-old trades in his Xbox, does yard work to buy a car for his single mother. This is out of Reno, Nevada, of all places. Nevada team is warming hearts with his incredible act of selflessness. Local news reports that Crystal Preston lives in Nevada with her 3 kids and 3 dogs. Single mom is struggling to make ends meet with no means of transportation. And at her lowest point, her son came up and said that, Mom, I've been doing yard work and housework for people in the community to make a little extra money. And he saw on YouTube where people would buy their mom's cars. Mostly this is adults or people that are well off, but this kid managed to scrounge up some enough cash with all of his chores to buy his mom a nice used car to transport the family around in.
That was very nice.
So you don't see a whole lot of that, you know? There's so much of... What can you do for me? And it's kind of understandable for kids, but for a teenager, especially, I think nowadays to do such something like that for his mom is pretty fantastic. So,
13
years old.
That's
13-year-old boy.
That's pretty impressive.
So, job well done, young sir. We definitely could use some more people out there like you. Back to sex in the headlines. A woman was. Left exhausted after 7 one-night stands in a single week. 7 in 1 week.
And she's exhausted.
Well, yeah. She's exhausted. So, this is another one. Nadia Bacotti. She says she's not harming anybody. She's engaging in consensual sex with compatible individuals while satisfying her desires, and it's all been great for her. I cannot go into much about this article because it gets very explicit as well.
And she's exhausted. But I mean, how did this hit the news? Promiscuous. That's fine. That's up to her.
Though. There's a nice profile picture.
Yeah, that's nice. That's.
I'm not even sure where this is based out of. And she's got another. Maybe it's a Serbia thing. I don't know. But that's a lot of interaction for a week. 7 different partners in a week.
I wonder if the guys knew. Hey, you're number 6.
Congratulations.
Ding ding, win.
You come with a free STD test kit. Okay, so that we didn't have a whole lot of news headlines to touch on this week. I've been pretty busy with the getting things. Excuse me, together for the fundraiser. You got anything else you'd like to touch on this week?
No.
Okay. Again, we'll be a little bit better prepared next week. I apologize. It's just been things have been pretty hectic for me trying to get things finalized for this thing. So we are looking forward to everybody participating and joining us next week. We are playing with the green screen. As you can see, we're not really in a bathroom, although it looks like we are, right?
What?
Maybe we are. So we're going to try and do some different stuff with that. Gross. Why did you touch that? That's so wrong.
That is disgusting.
So this is going to be released in 2 different ways for the first time, okay? This is going to be a video podcast, which will be uploaded to YouTube. And then we will have our traditional podcast. So for those of you that are watching the audio on Facebook, you'll still be able to get it that way for now. I have to write what they call a synopsis for all of our previous episodes, so they can be legally, or again, I don't know if legally is the right word, but so they'll be accepted by all the podcasting platforms. So
that's a good idea anyway.
And it is. And it's just something I didn't really think of. Again, this is all brand new to us for the most part, so... basically, the synopsis is just a kind of touching on what we talk about on each episode. So I got to go back and listen to all that idiocracy.
Oh.
And write a synopsis for each episode and then get that to our IT guy and he can get everything uploaded and then we'll be rolling.
You know, actually, that last one that we did is the first one that I listened to from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And I forget, but a couple days after we do this, Lee and I will be talking about it. And I'll have completely forgotten what we talked about. So I saw the synopsis and I go, oh yeah, that's pretty funny. And I went ahead and played it, and I really enjoyed the last one.
Yeah, and you know, actually I didn't really feel good about it last week. And then by the time I got home and did the editing and everything, I thought that was actually probably one of our better, if not the best one we'd done.
Right. This one blows.
This one sucks, and yeah. I apologize. But it is what
it'll
it
be
is.
Better next week.
It'll be better next week. Things will be calmed down a little bit for
we
both
We say
of
that
us.
Every week.
We do. Joe's been busy doing his fundraising, and he's got quite the storyline going on for his capture, and I've been busy getting everything organized, so it kind of is what it is. So appreciate everybody sticking with us. As you can see, the green screen thing's kind of getting figured out, so we're going to start toying with the videos here, too.
Oh, I'm so happy about the videos. I've been wanting to do the videos.
So, yes.
Now, if we do debates, and I know you don't want to. I can tell that you're not feeling the debates, but... So we can have like a White House kind of thing in the background,
yeah,
or an Oval Office or something, and Hillary can be in here talking, and Bernie and Trump, and my gosh, they give us so much to talk about. It'd be with the fodder that they give us to make fun of all of them. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I want to get a bird nest to be Trump.
Yeah, there you go.
And who's that one chick with the crazy ideas?
Cortez.
Yeah, she'll be a lot of fun to talk about. I wish Hillary would have run, because Bernie will be great. We'll get Russ's Walker. We can use that and have him come out. And he's about the same age as Trump, but it's more
Biden
fun
gonna
to
run
fun.
Again.
I don't know if he announced it or not. I think he is.
I hope so, man, because holy cow. It's yeah. going to be entertaining, right?
That well,
the whole groping thing is going to hurt. It's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt him a little
you
bit.
Know, and that was a ridiculous thing, but I never thought anything of that. The if you saw the actual clip, it was just, it was right. silly. It yeah. was stupid. But we even I we have a shirt with me and Biden on my shoulders and stuff, and it's a lot of fun. But he was probably the most boring of all the candidates. Because the other ones, it's so easy. Who's the man from Starbucks that I think he's running?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anyone's yeah. names, but the Starbucks name would be funny because we'd have a big Starbucks thing sitting here, and we can do stuff with that. Mr. Butt Cheeks, Butt Kiss, Butt Whatever, he's yeah. going to be running. Yeah, he's a lot of fun. Hillary would have been a lot of fun. But Joe Biden, I thought we had nothing if he ran, but he helped us out.
He did.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe. So things like that are in the works. I know that's where a lot of you started following us was with the Goofy Donut Challenge videos, so we can get back to some of that stuff. We're just going to try and up our game a little bit with the green screen for some of that stuff now.
Yeah.
I just got to get a little bit better with my editing and stuff, I guess, a little bit better. And you'll see some flashes of that on the jailbreak thing. Joe's seen a little bit of a sneak peek on one thing that's being worked on. It's
so good. I've been shamed, and I have one, but I'm just going to give you a lot of money.
See, last year he had no faith in my video editing skills, and he had a buddy of his do it, and then he's seen what I'm capable of now, and he's like,
yeah. Had I known, I didn't know. I had no idea.
So that this is the one that he's seen, and you guys will see it for those of you that follow the social media stuff. And
it's amazing.
You'll see it.
Can we say whose it is, or can't say?
I can't say.
Okay.
It's coming out pretty good. It's not actually even done yet, but we still have to shoot a couple more scenes for it. But
oh my gosh, yeah, mine is absolutely lame.
So, but it's going to be a good time. We've had a lot of people do. You know, last year obviously we didn't know what to expect. Some people were just pretty boring. They came and checked themselves out. Some people did. You know, there's a handful of you that did. Scenarios. Joe did a scenario last year, and almost everyone this year, almost everyone is doing a scenario. So, pretty excited about it. Should be a fun day. So,
I believe I'm the only one with a big storyline, though.
You're the only one that's nailing it into the ground every day. So,
yeah, if you guys get on my Facebook, I have stories. It's my name is Giuseppe Begadonetti, and me and my daughter are being hunted by the police, and I have police chases and. It's pretty fun to watch or listen or read, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. Appreciate everybody hanging with us. Apologize again if we sounded distracted because we kind of are. It's been a busy week for both of us trying to get, you know, Joe's been a big part of this fundraiser as well. So we'll get through this week. We're going to push through and then come next Wednesday.
We'll be silly as hell.
Should be as goofy as ever.
Yeah.
And a lot more focused, so. Don't know what the background will be next. What kind of remote location should we come from next week? Can we just surprise them?
I like the background. Well, maybe you guys should decide. Tell us what you think would be funny.
Maybe we'll do a poll on Facebook.
Yeah, we'll find out if you guys are actually listening.
Yeah. So all three of you can vote. And best out of three.
That'd be your mom.
Yeah, my mom.
My daughter. My oldest one. Yeah, I don't think the other kids don't watch it.
Yeah.
So there's two.
Mm-hmm. So we need one more of you. To break the tie if they
yeah I think my wife she'll start them, so we'd have to ask right away, so she won't see this part.
All right, so
that's truly sad, isn't it?
It is. So All right, we're gonna get out of here before we stumble over anything else. So again, please join us for the jailbreak fundraiser on April 11th.
Donate
if you can, one way or the other, right. Even if you don't want to donate towards or against somebody and you just want to make a general donation, still stop into City Hall.
You may as well donate for somebody if you're going to do
that. Yeah, because it brings in more money.
Or donate against them. I would say donate for me and against Darren.
So, I mean, obviously if you donate against somebody, it can make life miserable for them, in Joe's case. But at the same time, it brings in more money, obviously. So
you don't want me in jail that long. I have to make donuts.
It all goes to a great cause. So, again, thanks everybody for sticking with us. And Just stay tuned. It's now kind of landed on me, like I said, for the traditional podcast links. I've just been so busy. I haven't had time to go back through the archives and get everything, the synopsis for everything. I will try and do that probably over the weekend when things wind down from the fundraiser. And we should
do
be
the synopsis. Does it have to be actually what the podcast is about? Would it be fun to say we're going to talk about this and this and it has nothing to do with that?
technically it doesn't matter, but from what I understand is, and the podcast that I listen to are the same way. They kind of give a brief narrative of what the show is about.
But since you don't have much time and nobody's listening to him anyway, couldn't you just put anything?
You could.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, this week Lee and Joe invade the White House, and
that
you know,
would be funny. And it, what do they call that? A teaser.
A teaser.
Yep, and then you can listen to it.
It's probably none of that crap's on there. If the feds. but
well, your name's on this, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's good. It's all good.
Okay, we're gonna shut up now. We've rambled on long enough. So thanks again for sticking with us. Hopefully, we'll see a lot of you out there on the jailbreak on April 11th, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Take care.
Bye. Jailbird sing that.